Thank you very much. My name is Kofi Nsiapipra. I'm a professor of political science and also a veteran of the Ghana Armed Forces. I work with the United Nations as a peacekeeper in Rwanda and Sierra Leone. I was born in Ghana, and I have experienced the worst of humanity, poverty, lack of quality education, lack of quality housing, quality healthcare system. I've witnessed human rights violations, poor government, and even war. I was able to overcome these challenges through the help of my community. As a result of this, I've dedicated my life to serve humanity and my community. We live in the greatest country in the world, the richest country in the world, and we all expect to achieve the American dream. But sadly and unfortunately, we've seen a greater majority of Americans living in poverty, facing a whole lot of problems like poor housing, poor education. They cannot even afford to go to see the doctor because of lack of insurance. We have a crisis of opioids. We have gun violence. These are remarkable social, political, and economic injustices. And these are against the poor, ordinary working class. This should not happen within in a country, the richest country and the greatest country in the world. The time has come for us to basically elect effective, efficient, progressive, and transformative leadership to boldly and address these challenges that our people face. And that's the more reason I'm running for this office. I do have the experiences and the qualities and the remarkable qualities to confront and work with others. I have the skills of diplomacy, the skills of negotiations, conflict resolution, where I develop in my field work, working with the United Nations and traveling across all over the world, teaching various diverse students. I believe in quality education for our kids. I believe in, and I'm going to fight for, good paying jobs. I'm going to fight for affordable housing, affordable healthcare, green energy, and prosperity through diversity. We are going to confront the opioid crisis, and most being a former security personnel, I'm going to make sure that we have security and safety for our people. This is my agenda. My vision, my personal vision in life, is that all people, we are all children of God, and so therefore we have to live in dignity, in prosperity, equality, justice, and in peace.
So in Rwanda, you saw things that divide people, but you also understand the things that can help unite people.
Exactly, that is what, because especially here, before you can achieve goals, you got to have the capacity to deal and work with people. That is very, very important. And so therefore, these are the skills that I learned, negotiations, and these are skills I also teach my students. Negotiations, compromises, and obviously, but without losing your fundamental values. And so these are achievable goals. The reality and the fact is that what divides us is very minute, comparable to what obviously unites us. We all face a common challenge. We all face poverty. We all want good health. We all want good housing. We all want safety. We all have ability to take care of actually social, economic, and political justice for all people. For our ability to live in dignity and prosperity and peace. These are common stuff that unite us all. And so therefore we can achieve objective and our collective good. And by doing so, we need to work with each other in peace and in harmony.
Any thoughts on that in terms of how we can, in the United States, organize and not allow ourselves to be divided, because there is an abuse of power that wants us to be divided? And also not see common ground with our brothers and sisters around the world who are going through little different things than we have in the United States, but it's similar. There should be global solidarity.
And so therefore, you are perfectly right. We may be very much different in our perspective, etc. But the reality of the case is that we face common problems and common challenges. And so therefore, division and strategic division, institutionalized divisions. These are all calculated attempts to prevent us from achieving this collective good and collective interest. So we have to focus more on what the factors, the essentialities that unite us. And these are the things I mentioned. So there are bigger and better objectives in life as far as our people are concerned. And so therefore we got to ignore the little stuff that divides us and focus on the numerous and the interests that unite all of us. And together we can achieve progress. So basically my slogan for my campaign is a progressive campaign. And the slogan for the campaign is that progress together. Progress together. We can only achieve progress for all humanity when we unite as a people and ignore the little solve that divide us. And some of these are calculated and institutionalized in order to prevent us from achieving our collective goal. So unity and progress together. That is the slogan for Kofi Nsiapi Press Campaign, Kofi for Ohio, District 25. I need your support. And let us elect competent, progressive leaders who will be able to confront issues boldly and also have the capacity to work with various and bring people together. This is what I've been doing, and this is what I will do when elected. Obviously, we got to search in our hearts and do the right thing. And like you said, that is exactly what we teach our students. Our students are leaders of tomorrow. And the tomorrow is that we are going to confront the problems of the world together. And so therefore, we need a collective effort. Collective problems demand collective effort. And so therefore, we got to emphasize on what? Unity. And obviously, we may disagree on certain specific issues. But that does not mean that we cannot agree to resolve and confront our collective problems. Progress together. I am because we are. I am because we are. And that is a remarkable emphasis, and that should be a principle in life. Be your brother's keeper. And thank you.